Welcome to That's Joy, the podcast. I'm your host, Cece Colbinero, and I'll be sharing stories of miracles, God moments, and unpacking the truth behind what joy truly means. My friend, when God gives you a direct call on your life, be sure to answer it. Here's to answering my call together. Hello, hello, and welcome back to That's Joy, the podcast. It's your host, Cece, and I'm here live in a new hoodie. For those of y'all who are seeing the visuals of this podcast on YouTube, for those of y'all who have gone the extra mile to subscribe to my YouTube channel, thank you. I have so many dreams for what this channel is going to be in 2024. But like I said in the last episode, done is better than perfect. So what you are seeing today, I'm coming as I am. And today I'm rocking a He Would Love First sweatshirt that is brown and delicious and says, "Love never gives up," in the cutest font. So if you've actually never checked out that Christian apparel line before, you should. My good friend Kat Schultitz, I'm probably not pronouncing her last name correctly, but anyhow, her and her husband run the company and they are phenomenal people. And so I love supporting friends. Anyhow, today we are kicking off this episode with a little joyful noise. Now, joyful noise is just our version of good news. What are the good things that are happening? Let's highlight more of that. And this week, I have another one, y'all. I was at True Food Kitchen this week for a dinner with the girlies. And while we were sitting there, it was just Tay and I. We were early before the other girls, and we got to talk to our waitress a bit. And the waitress seemed to recognize Taylor because, one, she saw her at church, which Taylor and I both go to the Belonging, and then, two, she also saw her in the neighborhood. Crazy story ended up being that we all live in the same neighborhood. We all go to the same church, and I'm talking like downtown Nashville, same street, same building as her sister. Like, that many coincidences. And I'm put quotations around that because I don't believe in that. I just believe that the Lord is always orchestrating and moving, and the Holy Spirit is moving in the background, in the foreground, all around. So anyhow, she ends up saying and has an aha moment, if you will, and shout out to my girl if you're listening to this right now. She asked me if I had a podcast, and I, of course, was like, yes, I have a podcast called That's Joy. And she was like, oh my goodness, I have been listening to it. I recently just moved from Las Vegas to Nashville, Tennessee, and just was looking for content and for a specific podcast that would speak to me, and I found That's Joy, and she actually wants to start podcasting too. And honestly, y'all, I was beside myself again. When moments like that happen, I mean, we're sitting in the outdoor section of True Food Kitchen, okay? One of our favorite restaurants. And I did not expect an encounter like this to happen, but it did. And I believe, like I always share, it was a divine appointment and it was for us to meet. And so, man, I'm so grateful for that. And I am forgetting her name. So if you were listening to this, will you shoot me a DM? Because after that, I felt so bad. All our friends arrived. She had to go to the next table, and the rest of the night kind of got away from us. But I don't want that moment to get lost in how beautiful the entirety of the night was. We were there to celebrate a sweet friend and the milestones that she has gotten through and overcome, and how much the Lord has just been present in her life. And it was so sweet to just be all together. Community is so important. That is not today's episode. I could go off already on just that. But I did want to mention, if I know that as January kind of becomes closer and closer into our minds, by the time you're listening to this, it's the first week of November, which is crazy. And there's 2 months left in the year. And so that idea in itself draws me to today's podcast episode topic, and probably a big reason why you decided to click play. But what I did want to mention, based off of a couple different, honestly, divine appointments that have taken place in the last month to 2 months, is how many of y'all have a calling on your hearts to also start a podcast? If the amount makes sense, I want to do something special with a group of women to help kind of like show you the ropes, if you will. And if there are certain things that I can infuse as far as wisdom or a little bit of experience goes, then I want to turn around and be able to help y'all. So if you are interested, and that is you, someone who is like, man, I really have it on my heart to start a podcast, will you text me the word podcast to that number in the show notes that I always read at the end? I'll read it at the end of this episode too, if you don't know what that number is, but it's in the show notes. Text me the word podcast, and I want to see how many of y'all are in that boat of, Cece, I would love to start a podcast. I have it on my heart to start a podcast, but I have no idea where to start. Let me know. And man, let's just do some more kingdom work together. But thank you for being here. Thank you for clicking play, whether that is through YouTube or a podcast. I'm grateful, grateful, grateful. Today, I wanted to touch on the word of the year. Honestly, I have been kind of having moments where I've been like, God, what do you want me to say? God, who do you want me to ask to speak? God, what do you have for this platform and what is the plan? And I know some of the long-term plans and the long-term visions that the Lord has downloaded for this platform, but sometimes the in-between can get a little gray, it can get a little fuzzy, you know what I mean? And so, there are moments where I take it week by week, and that's where we're at right now. And my hope is that if you could pray for the podcast, gosh, I would be so open to receiving your prayers, but just what the next steps would look like. But this week, I really felt the Holy Spirit kind of prompt me in saying, will you remind them? Will you remind them to not stop building? Will you remind them what it looks like to build? And so on today's episode, just like how we've been keeping it going, I want to keep it short. It will be spicy because my name is Cece and I don't know how to deliver a message without the spice. And so I just want you to take a moment if you have to. If you have to quite literally press pause right now and do the biggest inhale or exhale, or matter of fact, wherever you are, can we do it together for a second? Like, I want us to literally take a deep breath. Forget the power of our breath and just how influential it is to our being and how much the Lord gifted it to us as something that we get to control. Yeah, we get to control our breath, and I'm so, so grateful. And so I just would ask that the Lord would speak through me and deliver every message about what it means to build straight into the center of your heart. And I just pray that you would have the obedience to listen and then act. Listen and then obey, right? So the verse that has just honestly gotten re-downloaded, because this was kind of an overarching verse that I believe I have shared so many times on this podcast, but in specific, it's Proverbs 4:27, and it says, do not turn to the right or to the left, keep your foot away from evil. If you read on to read the entirety of that chapter in that verse, it's just so incredibly encouraging. I mean, the Proverbs is a book of wisdom, right? It's just giving you an entire book of how to walk with wisdom, how to be more wise. And we can always learn and we can always grow into this area. Heck, I am always growing in this area. But this specific verse has always rung so, I want to say, like, heavy for me, because there are moments where I find myself looking to the left and comparing and then looking to the right and seeing how further along some people's platforms are or further along or how much someone's post popped off more than my post. And like, that's just the nature of what I do, right? Those are the things that are relative to me. But in other areas for you, maybe you're in nursing school right now and you're like, she got a better test exam score than I did, and that person got an opportunity to intern at that place over me. And these are all just real things that distract us from looking to the left and looking to the right. And honestly, friends, I just felt so strongly that I am supposed to remind you to stay in your lane. Stay on your path. God has a path that is so unique to you and only you that nobody else actually has access to nor can walk on but you. Think about that for a second. I love a quote that I read recently too that said, "We're all just walking each other home." I forget who shares that quote, but I love that so much because in my mind, I just visually see so many different paths, so many different trails, if you will. And when you believe in Jesus, then we're all headed in that same direction. We're all like running towards heaven's gates, right? And the hope is as we're running, we're bringing as many as we can with us. And I think about, though, how many paths there are. They say the path is narrow, right? So it's not a super wide path that has all these individual paths, but I just envision in my mind's eye, we all get our own little path that's so unique to us. And sure, there are speed bumps that are different than the person to the right, and there are valleys different than the person on the left. And guess what? In the same breath, we're going to experience some mountaintops and some peaks that are very different than the person to the right or to the left. But in order to stay course, our eyes have to be fixed where? They've got to be fixed on Jesus, and they've got to be fixed forward, fixed straight. And then at that point, our feet will stray from evil. And as I was thinking about that too, I was like, man, you can't build something when you're looking to the left or to the right. You can't build anything effectively, right? And truly, I believe that how you build anything is how you build everything, right? I think that that is just the biggest aha. I was talking to my boyfriend Jonathan the other day, and I forget, we're kind of always conversing about just different growth things. We both love growth so much, and I was thinking about it tons, and I was like, man, isn't it crazy when you think about the magnitude of big things, beautiful things? And two that specifically jumped and came to mind was a garden, right? Have you ever been to a garden where you have seen multiple different flowers and plants and vegetables and fruits and all of these different things? I grew up in California, and specifically the East Bay, and where I'm from, surprisingly enough, you may not imagine this, but we have a ton of fields that surround my hometown. And so there are fields and fields of corn, fields of grapes, there's strawberry fields, almond fields, so many different fields. As you know, California has great land for crops and for the growth of gardens and gardens beyond gardens when it comes to how many just fruits and vegetables are being produced on the land there. And I never quite felt the magnitude of just how beautiful those things were until recent years. And I think that's just on growth alone. Growth, how many times can I say that word? But truly, the more recent times that I've visited home, I have looked around those fields and I have been in the passenger seat of the vehicles, looking out of my window, gazing at the miles and miles of grapes and vineyards and tree linings, like just so blown away that there can be that many together. And then the other day I was thinking about a garden, and even if we're not thinking about the vineyards that I'm talking about that stretch for miles, think about a grandma's backyard, right? And how she might have a little patch of a garden behind that backyard. Whether it is one tomato plant and one apple tree and one lemon tree, if it was those three things, you know how much fruit comes from just those three plants? I'm talking singular plants. So many fruit end up coming from that, right? So many vegetables end up coming from that. But what did it start as? Friends, what did all of these things that I just talked about start as? It started as a singular seed. And so I don't know who needs to hear this, but I pray to God that it resonates if it's supposed to resonate. Friends, that one thing that you are doing is enough right now. It's enough right now. We can't lay down 10,000 seeds in one day and expect the garden to grow overnight. It just doesn't work that way, right? If we want a fruitful garden, we have to take the singular seed, put it dark into the ground, into the dirt, nurture it well, let it get light, let it get water, let it get love, and then in God's timing, it will grow. Isn't that crazy how there's no exact way that we can specifically say that will grow in X days? We have approximate, right? Based off of history and based off his experiences, see when these things will grow, or even construction. I talked about this at the top of the year, and I sure as heck am going to remind you of it right now. The other idea that I had when it came to building was looking at the buildings all around downtown Nashville. And every time I walk to the place where I love working, I see so many different construction zones that are building massive buildings, massive apartments all around downtown Nashville right now. And I notice, and I pay such close attention, especially because the word of the year for me is build, how every nut bolt, how every brick, how every singular piece of wood has to be laid down one by one in order for us to ever receive the fruit of a giant building that we get to call home. It all starts with one thing. One thing. One thing. At the top of this episode, right, I talked about people who want to start podcasting. Do you know how many people start something and never finish it simply because they don't want to go through the growth process, which is, by the way, hard, dark, and boring? Think about that seed in the ground. It's not in the light for a long time until that very first leaf sprouts. It remains in the dark. And I think so often for us, with our ambitions and our dreams and our goals that we have in our hearts, we think that if I could just do a little bit more, then that leaf will sprout. If I could just do, like, exhaust myself to a point where I'm so unwell, then that growth will happen. And the truth of the matter is, we have to lean back and surrender and lay down the one seed and lay down the one brick. And I don't know what that looks like for you, right? For me, as a content creator and someone who has a podcast, it looks like one episode. I'm going to put out one episode a week. Or for content creation, I have fallen short in this last week, by the way. So everything that I share to you, I am in process of learning and growing in. And I have to remind myself often, Cece, don't get caught up. It's okay to take a breath, but don't lay it down. Take a breath and a little break, but don't lay it down. And remember, just one post. If you could just get one post a day, right? Like, all of these little things, if we were to compound them over the course of a year, 2 years, 5 years, it is at that point we get to turn around and say, oh my goodness, look at that. Look at the fruit that I bear today because of the faithfulness that I sowed back then. We've got to remain. We have got to remain in the seat in which God has called us. And I'm currently reading Principle of the Path, and it is really, really good. There are so many golden nuggets so far. I'm only on chapter 4 right now, but a lot of it so far, at least. It's a book by Andy Stanley, highly recommended by a close friend and mentor of mine, but I am loving it so much because, one, if you've never read a growth book before, this is like a perfect one where it feels digestible to really run with. But two, even if you are in your growth game and this has been something that you have been doing for years, it is such a beautiful reminder. And it talks so much about the principle of the path is that these principles are set in place far beyond we were even in existence. And whatever is at the end of that path, that is where you're going to be marching towards. And I know that doesn't make a lot of sense in my explanation. And I will finish the book and then give you maybe an entire episode on the nuggets, all the golden nuggets that were found from the text. But essentially, it talks about whatever path you set, your actions have to line up in order for you to get to the end of that path. Because if your actions don't line up with what that path needs, then you'll end up on a different path. A lot of the examples set inside of the book relate to, like, for instance, let's just say health. If you want to be the healthiest version of yourself and lose 10 pounds, for instance, because you know that you love yourself, you love your body, but you know that you can be healthier, and that means to lose 10 pounds of body fat would allow you to be healthier, then guess what? You have to take actions today to make sure that you remain on that path. And I could speak from experience in this because when I moved to Nashville, believe it or not, I was, what was I? Well over 12 to 14 pounds heavier. And everybody wears their weight differently, right? But for me, I had to make choices because I knew that that's not where I wanted to be. And I knew that my health would drip into every other area of my life. And I will bring Jonathan back on, my boyfriend, to an upcoming episode where we talk more about this because I think it's just so important to keep at the forefront of our minds. Our health is our wealth. And there's a lot of actions that we have to take in that, and a lot of dying to self and dying to our current desires that has to happen to get there. But friends, if at the end of the path is the loss of 10 pounds and you keep eating Oreos every single day, that action of eating the Oreos every single day, sleeves on sleeves, right, is, whether you like it or not, setting you on a completely different path, with at the end being a completely different result. Instead of 10 pounds lost, it's 10 pounds gained because of those little actions that you made every single day. And if we're talking about actions being seeds, friends, what seeds are you laying down every single day? Because I'm telling you, if there are things that you say that you want and the seeds aren't lining up, you will not bear that fruit. You won't. And I don't want you to not bear that fruit. I want to be a community of people who have been so faithful to laying down the seeds and then turning around 5 years from now, 10 years from now, to a beautiful garden. That's the community that I want to see. That's the you that I want to see. If there's a certain part of this that has really resonated that you want me to speak into, I want to be able to do that. Shoot me a text to 615-813-4813 so that I can talk about it. We can talk about it together, and we can continue to talk about what it looks like to even build together. Friends, if you're not following me on social yet, you can follow me at CCALBONERO on Instagram and on TikTok, and you can follow That's For The Podcast on there too. If you have not yet joined the Joy Corner, you can subscribe to my newsletter in the show notes or go to thatsjoypodcast.com. And if you've not yet subscribed, rated, or left a review for That's Joy, it'd mean the world if you went to go do that. Friends, if you have even the smallest desire to meet the creator of the universe, or if you've already been saved but you aren't really free, I want to invite you to sit at the table of plenty with me and so many others. I'm telling you, there's an abundance here. There's an overflow here, and there's so much joy here. I'm here to tell you that God's for you. All you have to do is invite him into your heart right now. He's waiting for you. He wants to meet with you. And friend, I'm so proud of you. I just hope that you commit to laying down those seeds this week and those bricks this week. I love you. God loves you. And until next time, I'll talk to y'all next time. Thank you so much for being here.